Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom, what a weekend for Mizzou basketball, huh?
What a great weekend of sports.
No kidding.
Just a great weekend of sports. Nothing like a good old court storm at Mizzou Arena.
Yes.
The Tigers beat Kansas. I've seen that game many, many years, and it never gets old when Kansas goes down, and Mizzou got it done, and they looked unbelievable yesterday. I was calling the Billikens game, so I was keeping an eye on it before we started our 2 o'clock tip. They tipped at noon in Columbia, and then I went home last night after the SLU game, and I watched the first half on replay because ESPN Plus has that cool app where you can watch all the replays, and man, that place is rocking, and they got steals, they were suffocating, they were ready to go. Dennis Gates is a stud. I really like his team a lot, and they played great. They look like a tournament team. Now, there's a long way to go, but the way that they're built, the way they defend, and they did it all without one of their best players. Caleb Grill was out. They looked awesome, and Kansas loses the ball game, and they've actually lost back-to-back games. Great game. Great win for Missouri over Kansas. Now you got to kind of keep that going. But the bragging rights game now against Illinois, interest level goes up heavily here in St. Louis for that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Different. You know, if Mizzou draws interest in St. Louis, but, you know, they got to be cool. They got to be trendy. They got to be exciting for St. Louis fans, I think, to get on board. And they have now. So a win over Kansas, and we'll see what that looks like on December 22nd at Enterprise.
At noon, by the way. That game's at noon.
Oh, is it? I did not see the game. What was there any, like, was Kansas at full strength?
Yeah, Kansas was at full strength. Yeah. I mean, you know, Hunter Dickinson.
I didn't know if anybody was hurt or
all the big guards and everything, but Mizzou had, you know, just another gear. I mean, they were ready.
Wow.
And the Indiana transfer, Tamar Bates, had 29 points to lead him. He can be a streaky player, but when he's on, he's on. And he had 5 steals. He was great, really, up and down the board. I mean, this Mark Mitchell that they got from Duke, that transfer who, you know, wanted to play more on the perimeter for Duke, and so he comes over to Missouri. He looks like a Dennis Gates-type player, just long, athletic, all over the place. They were great. Crowd was great. I mean, you could hear it through the TV. Roar of the crowd. It was back. Like, that's the Mizzou I remember.
That's awesome.
That's Mizzou basketball like I remember. That was very, very cool.
I mean, speaking of Mizzou, I just saw Mizzou football was announced as to playing Iowa for the Music City Bowl, which is awesome because it's December 30th, so you could spend, I guess, New Year's Eve in Nashville. And what a cool city. It's drivable, which I'm sure they like because obviously more Mizzou fans are likely to go there.
Yeah, I was just in Nashville last week. I mean, it's a great town.
City.
Yeah, cool city. Great place for both fans to go. Two great fan bases. Eli Drinkwitz dropped that scoop on KMOX yesterday before they announced it. He was like, I think we're going to play Iowa in the Music City Bowl. I'm like, oh, thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
But it was good. And then Illinois has a tough one. I mean, they're going to play South Carolina in the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Eve. But a good game for them as well to elevate their brand. I think really good years for Mizzou and Illinois, both 9-3. Both very good years, and both programs, I think, are on the rise. I really do.
Have these bowl games lost anything, given the fact that sometimes players just announce they're not going to play, like Luther Burden won't play in that bowl game?
I do, yeah, and that's why I think the 12-team playoff is so much better. I mean, you'd have all these bowls and teams that weren't in it and didn't care. Now it's a little different. Now you have 12 teams that are playing for the ultimate prize, the national championship. And while Mizzou and Illinois get to play in bowls, and that's good. And yeah, they'll be losing some players, but it's still big brand, big name, exposure, national TV. It's great for the program overall. I mean, Mizzou beat Ohio State. That was a shell of itself, but they beat them. Beat a brand fair and square in the Cotton Bowl on national TV to go 11-2. So, you know, the same thing applies, I think, in some of those bowls. But in the college football playoff now, you know, these games mean a lot. And it is going to be an absolute blast to see how that all pans out.
So Friday night is the Battle of Indiana?
The first game out of the gate is Indiana at Notre Dame on a Friday night in South Bend. It could not be a better situation for IU. Could not be better. Two-hour drive up, a little more than that maybe. You'll have some fans will get in there. And invade that place. It's like, you know, right now the get-in price is like $1,200 just to get in
wow.
there.
Wow.
It's the demand's through the roof. Notre Dame favored by 7.5. I'll be interested to see how that line fluctuates, but I love it. I love it for the Hoosiers. I think it's a great opportunity and stage for them. I couldn't ask for a better situation except to host a game, which wasn't going to happen. The other games on Saturday will be good also. I mean, SMU, which got the nod over Alabama, I love that they did that. SMU will play at Penn State. Clemson will play at Texas. Clemson won the ACC, so they get in. And then the night one is a great one, Tennessee at Ohio State. And then your first-round buys go to Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, and Arizona State. They sit there and wait for the next week around New Year's to see how it all. It's going to be awesome. I mean, you know, you can't get much better than that.
It's true. It's true. When do these Major League Baseball salaries start to not
when do we
break
have
new records
billion
all the time?
Dollar deal? We'll
no
get a
kidding.
A 15-year, what was the amount?
15 years, $765 million for Juan Soto. Now, Juan Soto is, you could make the case, he is the second best player in baseball to Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani's the best. Soto's probably the second best. When the Mets have endless funds, I mean, they were probably going to win this if it wasn't going to be the Dodgers or Yankees. There are only a handful of teams that could have Juan Soto. The rest of the teams, you know, are trying to – they have money, but, you know, a team like the Cardinals wants to build from within again and stop trying to patch this thing up. And then, you know, they'll have money to go buy a free agent when they have that opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, baseball is – it's crazy. I mean, the amount that they're paying these people are nuts, but the money's coming in. I mean, they have – you know, they have big network deals where they're paying big bucks. People are going to the games. Baseball is doing well overall. What you'd like to see, at least from a St. Louis perspective or smaller markets, is that some of that money gets shared a little more evenly.
Yeah.
You know, that's the issue, is that these power teams don't always win, though. I mean, the Dodgers won last year, but they won kind of a half World Series in 20, and they hadn't won since 1988 before that. Yankees haven't won since 09. They just appeared in the World Series for the first time since
2009. Soto was on that team.
You know, the Mets haven't done anything. The Mets haven't won since 86. So, you know, it doesn't always win to have the biggest payroll. Soto's a heck of a player. It doesn't guarantee anything, though.
This is really random, but did I see you went to a Rubik's Cube competition?
Yeah, my daughter, Audrey, has been playing with Rubik's Cube since she's 13 now. She's probably 7, 8 years old, you know. And she picked up on YouTube, she started watching these YouTubers that can solve a cube in seconds, and she learned that it's an algorithm that you figure out and memorize to get the cube solved. And she got this thing down to 30 seconds and then under 30 seconds, and we're like, I think it's time we put you in one of these competitions you've always been talking about. They're hard to get in. I mean, they open the registration at 7, and by 7:01 it's over.
Wow.
We got her in to the one in St. Louis. And it was a top 100, like, the YouTubers were there. Like, all these, like, celebrity Rubik's Cube solvers. And my Audrey gets in there. Our Audrey finishes out of 100. She finished 40th overall. Her fastest time was 17 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
She crushed her best time?
She said her first one, she was like, she said her legs were shaking a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet.
And then she kind of warmed up to it and looked around and saw all these competitors. And she ended up, they said, we're going to now announce the three fastest newcomers at the competition with an average of 20 point whatever seconds it was, Audrey Ackerman. I mean,
wow.
Angie and I looked at each other
good
with
for
tears
you.
In our eyes. Wow. As she goes up the front, it's so cool, like, to see somebody who's been, you know, as a hobby, she's been wanting to do this for a long time, and at 13, she overcame all that and did that in front of all these people. It's cool.
The video is nuts. Her fingers are, I don't even know how her fingers are moving that fast to rearrange it, and then she would set it down for 1 second, and you could tell she was analyzing her next move, and then she'd pick it up and quickly move her fingers.
It would take me 17 years to solve one of those things. I have
I've never solved one.
How much time do you have here? Are we pushing you?
I got Matt Pauly at 8:50.
Oh, so I have to ask, if at the NFL level, at the pro sports level, the league provides the football. So when you go to a Rubik's Cube contest, obviously, are they all set the same way for each competitor?
Yeah, and the cube, you can bring your own.
So, oh, you can?
Yeah, but the rules and restrictions, I mean, it was interesting. You had to go through all of it. They had a tutorial for everybody. So they take your cube, they put it in like a container, and with your name on it, they take it into this room, and then these judges or staff or whatever scramble it all the same way. Okay. The same algorithm of scramble, and then they put it back in there. It's delivered to your table. You're called from the waiting area to your station. You solve it in front of a judge. You go back to the waiting area until they call your name again.
Wow. Oh, that's so intimidating.
Yeah, it was wild. And she did great. I mean, it was really, it was cool to see, you know. And she's also a basketball player, softball player. My, you know, our oldest daughter, lacrosse and swimming. We've had some great competitions. This one was something we've never experienced before, any of us. And I asked Audrey on the way home, I said, do you want to do another one? She goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm booked now.
She said, do you think I should start a YouTube channel?
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? She'll be a millionaire off that YouTube page here in a few years.
By the way, of the 100 people, and this is all ages, by the way, there were adults competing against these kids. She was probably one of 10 females, I would say, out of the 100. So proud of her. Yeah, it was cool. Thanks for asking.
I'll have to share that video. It's
fantastic.
Really cool.
Yeah. Tom, congratulations, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, we may have a plan. We may have a plan. I may not be here next week. No, I'm just kidding. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. Yeah, that's athlete, Rubik's Cube.
I'm telling you, go watch that. Go watch that. I'll post it to my social media.
I will.
Media.
I'll have
go
to watch that for sure. That's pretty cool.
Get more at 971talk.com.